Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed. We thank God again for bringing us all together in the presence of God this afternoon. Oh, what a joy to come before the Lord, because the Lord is good and His mercies endureth forever. Amen.
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 I'm grateful that you chose to be here and wherever you are listening or joining in today. I believe that this devotion would meet you at your point in need. I want you to sit tight, take a deep breath, and let your shoulders even relax, because you are not going to miss something special, because God has a bunch of good food for us here. I want you to be quiet before God this afternoon and prepare your heart to receive, but commit yourself into the hands of a living God. Pray that, Lord, speak to me. Ask Him to wash and cleanse you. The Bible says, for all have sinned and we've come short of the glory of God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. None of us is righteous. We're trying our best, but it's the Holy Spirit that gives us the enablement to become who we are. Pray that His presence will make a difference and whisper something to your spirit this afternoon. Commit me into the hands of a living God. Not about what I know, but what God wants us to know today. Pray that this word will be that which you have been waiting for. Shall we pray? Precious Father, we're grateful that you gave us the opportunity to be alive this Thursday, 29th day of January, the last Thursday of the month. We're grateful. Not that we deserve it, but to you alone be all the glory. We commit our gathering into your hands. Speak to us and cause us to hear your voice. And may this turn around something in our lives. And may this message renew our strength. If anyone amongst us is sick, if anyone amongst us is wounded, and if anyone among us is facing something that no man can help, please, please remember that person and let your will be done. We pray and ask this in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 We thank God again for bringing us together. Today, the theme that we'll be speaking on is God is love, love. And we are referencing to 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. That is our verse. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And it reads, God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. And I will read that again. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. God is love, and whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. Amen.
Amen.
This scripture we just read is not just a poetry or a statement alone. This is not either a theology that somebody has studied and want to share this with you. It tells us about who God is and His call. It tells us about the nature of God, not His actions, but the true nature of who God is. This scripture doesn't only say God sometimes loves. It does not say God loves when we behave well, it says God is love. And that means love is not one of God's mood. You know how we have mood swings? There are times we're so excited that sometimes we feel so lonely. There are times we are not of ourselves. That's what we call mood swings. The love, which is the nature of God, is not a mood God chooses to turn on. Love is not something God turns on and off like a switch. Love is his nature. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
When they say somebody has a nature of doing certain things, it is the person's habit. That is who he is. He does it not because he wants a reward back. It is said that some people like smiling a lot, and you can't take away from them because that's who they are. John Wesley, the father of Methodism, once said, love is the end of all the commandments. Love is the end of all the commandments. Everything God commands, everything God desires, and everything God does flows from love. Does it make sense?
Love.
Everything he commands, everything he desires, and everything he does flows from the word love. When God corrects you, beloved, it is love correcting you. When you do something and God is correcting you, it's not because he hates you, not because he wants you to feel bad. I remember growing up as a child, there were things that my mom taught me, and I wasn't very happy. My mom would keep saying, have you brushed your teeth? And I said, Mom, I know how to, I've done it. And why was she insistent? Because she knows that when she doesn't keep telling me, one day I would grow out of doing these basic things. Was my mom trying to be too difficult on me? Perhaps. How young I was, I thought she was too difficult. When God corrects you, it is love correcting you. When God delays you, it is love protecting you. I bet most of us have so many good plans that we want to execute even in this year. But do we know whether it is in the plan of God or it is in our plan? And I tell you, if it's in God's plan, though the vision tarries, it will come to pass. But if it is not God's plan, it would never be fruitful. So sometimes God brings delays only to work the best out of us. God loves us when he even protects us. When God forgives you, it is love restoring you back. Amen.
Amen.
I want you to pay attention very carefully. There's a story in the Bible that you and I know so much. And when we talk about love of God, this story comes in my mind handy. The prodigal son. Jesus tells the story of a son who walked away from home, convinced that freedom was somewhere else. I bet most young men feel they can stay out and do what they want to do. The other day, my daughter asked me, Daddy, why do you always tell me, try to be home latest by 10 o'clock when you go out? And I said, young lady, you are young. And the things that happens out in the dark, in those dark hours, you have no idea. So be home on time, that we can sit together and pray and thank God for the day. He said, Daddy, but when I come home, I can always pray. I said, no, I need you to be home by 10 o'clock. Did she understood what I was saying? Perhaps no. She thinks that is being so strict. Now let's continue the story. He walked from home convinced that freedom was somewhere else. He lost everything and he learned the story how to rehearse his speech when he come back home to speak to his dad. Because many times that his dad told him that Son, you belong here. Nobody's chasing out of this house. They reach a time in one's life that the young man and the young woman won't move out. I'm 18 years. I can live on my own. I can handle my issues. They go, and yet we know the story. I'm sure most of us have watched this movie before. When the young reach certain age, they defile others. And they want to do things in any other way. So this young man, having taken everything that his father gave him, he took out and met friends who enjoyed all the good things he had. And when he has lost everything and had nowhere even to sleep nor to eat good food and was eating from the pig food, he then realized what he has lost. Beloved, our Father cares so much for us. But we don't know. We have no idea because now we have all the goodies around us. This young man felt empty and noticed that he's lost it. So he was rehearsing his speech. When I go home, what I'm going to tell my dad? So he made a decision that he will go home. Having corrected his mistakes, he took the bold steps. But one thing that I want to assure you and I, that even when he had left, his father was all the time looking forward for a day that he would return. His room was always ready. It was kept clean. The bed sheets were always on time. The bed was laid. Always the father was just looking around through the windows. Maybe one day my son will come. But the father this afternoon was standing and saw someone who looked like his son, far from a distance. As he gazed, his assurance came to reality. Because this father was a father full of love. The father ran to the son. The son could not believe that the father could give him a hug. All that he was trying to say was literally that I messed up big time. I don't even want to consider to be called an orphan anymore. Just consider me as one of your mates. Let me have any other last name other than Orphan. Can you imagine? I want you to picture the scene. But his father's love made this young man undignified. The father decided to embrace his son. And that is how our Heavenly Father embraces us with love. Now, watch this. A woman was caught in an act of adultery. And it was a rule that anybody who was caught in adultery should be stoned to death. The Pharisees hurriedly brought this woman to Jesus and said, "Master, we caught this woman in an act of adultery." All that they were looking for the master, Jesus, to do was to crucify this woman. But watch this. Jesus was busy doing something different. And when people who had brought this woman stood aloof and said, "Oh, why did we waste our time to bring this lady here? Because the master is busy doing otherwise." Jesus lifted up his eyes and saw no one around and asked the woman, "Woman, where are thy accusers?" And with a little stutter, she said, "They are all gone." Now Jesus looked at her and said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." Oh, what a love. We're talking about love. Where love meets us. Some of you listening today are faithful, but you are tired. You are so tired. Some of you are strong, but yet you are wounded. Some of you love God, but you are still struggling to believe God loves you back. Let me say gently to you this afternoon. If your image of God is harsher than Jesus, it is incomplete. Jesus is the clearest picture of God's love. For the scripture says, whoever lives in love lives in God. Living in God means choosing patience when anger is easier. It means choosing forgiveness when bitterness feels justified. It actually means choosing compassion when judgment feels natural. Beloved, living in love does not mean you are weak. It means you are spiritual matured. Let go with the bitterness. I know how it feels. She hurts you. I get it. Let go. As we go and use the bathroom and flushes that which we don't want, flush it and let go. Because the moment you let go, the moment you receive forgiveness. Ask yourself quietly this afternoon, where has fear replaced love in my heart? Who do I need to love differently? Even today, even the rest of the week, let God answer you. Now, shall we go before the Lord in prayer? I want you to be sincere. He knows your heart. He sees what you are going through. He understands you more than you do. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs he bears. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Pray and tell God that you do not deserve, but yet he died for you. You are not there for others, but yet Jesus was there for you. Ask for his forgiveness. Invite him again into your heart. Ask God that God renew my commitment to you. Make me your own again. Melt me. Mold me. Break me. Our Father and our God, we thank you again for an opportunity like this to hear about the love of God. May this message resonate in our spirit, that we'll live here knowing that we too are being loved by you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Is anyone amongst us here who is trusting God for anything? Do you have any prayer requests that you want us to pray about? The place is here. And he's able, far more than able, to meet us at our point in need. I don't want you to look elsewhere. Look into your own life. What do you need? Today, we will not worry about anyone. Is anyone among us here who needs special prayer for herself? I want you to focus on you. There are a lot of things that you need. Who will be the first to tell us that we can pray with?
I'm praying for our nation and my mom and my dad who just found a new place. They were facing over the summer, but I'm praying for that.
Is it Sister Denae? I can barely hear you.
Is that
Sister Denae?
Yes, that's Denae, yeah.
Denae, today we're not praying for anyone. We're praying for ourselves. We want to be selfish. We need a lot of things ourselves. So our focus is you and me. What does Denae need to be prayed for? Because sometimes we look too far, but God wants to heal us. God wants to restore us. He wants to do something with us. So I am being led to humbly ask, is anyone amongst us who needs anything specifically? The Bible says we ask not, and yet we don't receive because we don't ask. What do you need?
I'm going to ask for prayer for motivation to keep up the momentum throughout the year.
Amen.
And support in my fast.
Amen.
I'm doing a fast and definitely until I have a breakthrough. Thank you.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus. We just started, and January is just about ending. We are praying that, Lord, bring revival even into our ministry among each and every one of us. As we have started well this year, that nothing will break us, Lord. Bind us together with love and with cords that can never be broken. Restore unto us that which we have all lost, and let your will be done in our lives, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
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 Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to ask for prayer for improvement in my health. You know, I've been having some challenges lately, and I just would like to request prayer.
Sure. Father, in the name of Jesus, your word says, is anything too hard for you? Because we are your children. Your heart desire is Whatever we ask in your name, you will do for us. Father, we bring before you our own sister dear. Health is what we all need. And therefore, our sister's heart desire is, Lord, restore her even into full health in the name of Jesus. Any area of her system that needs restoration, healing, Spirit of a living God, we pray you into her life even now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, hear us.
Thank you, Lord.
And have your own way, Lord. Remember your handmaiden and let your will be done in her life. And we will stand together and praise your name because we have called you and we know you will answer.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord, for this is our heart desire. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Yes. Amen.
Anything else for any one of us?
Yeah. Since this is a self prayer, and what I'm going to ask will really include all of us as a self prayer.
Sure.
And I do know that it's stronger in numbers. I've made this request of the Creator. I'm speaking right now. I'll be right back with you, little girl. I'll be going back into the other room, and I'm almost done. Go ahead. I love you. My grandbabies are here. But anyway, but the thing is, I know that when you pray, when it says one or more gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst. Mm-hmm. And there's powers in numbers when we pray together. So my request is that, you know, our warring angels gather around us as the enemy tries to shoot the fiery darts against us, trying to cause me distraction on this journey that I am now in since the transition of my mom, that the people who are for the things that I need to know that I do not know, that God send those people to me who can answer the questions I need answers to, because the enemy will try to keep you confused and off kilter and put up roadblocks. So I want the warring angels to gather around me and us as we do what we do to just like with the sister's health and everything, so that we can do what it is that God has ordained us to do.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Amen.
Our Father in the name.
Okay.
Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we come together as one body. Even as we request this specific prayer request for our dear sister Stephanie, we pray for all ourselves. Your Bible says, the enemy comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. But you have come that we may have life and have it more abundantly. In our journey that you have called us this year, if the enemy try to steal our joy through a job loss, through sickness, through any pain, we avert it in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we pray you into our lives that nothing will steal our joy, but our purpose will be fixed on you, O God. You know the tomorrow that we don't know. But because you have kept us safe under your will, we know our tomorrow looks better. We pray that, Lord, cause us to stand tall in the midst of all trials that might come our way. Turn our sorrows to joy this year. And Lord, cause us to be buried in your love. Let your will be done for each and every one of us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Shall we receive the benediction? Now may the mighty God continue to reveal himself unto us, heal us from every wound, and make his favor reflect on our living every day. May his face shine upon us and may he be glorious in our day to day, now and forever. Till we meet again next Thursday, may his grace abound on us. In the name of the Father,
yes,
and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
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 God bless us all.
Amen. Amen. In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.